for me anyway, they bring back movies. And Will Ferrell, that was, what was it? Old School, I think, you know. Funny movie. All right, here it is. It's Thirsty Thursday, and we're cruising on down to Gamalia, Arkansas. We're going to visit with Gary Faraci and get our weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report from the Bayou Resort. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you this beautiful Thirsty Thursday morning? Right now, it's absolutely gorgeous out.
It is froggy here now. I mean, woo! It was, you know, as a matter, it was so foggy, it was kind of like pudding.
How foggy was it?
Pudding fog. Is that, yeah, pudding fog, you know? It was thick, but I tell you what, weather-wise, it's going to be sunny. We could see some rain after 5 p.m., but then, you know, showers, thunderstorms tonight, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday. Tuesday night. Wednesday is going to be sunny and hot. We're flirting with 90 on Wednesday next week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So skinny dipping weather almost.
Yeah, there we go. The pool will be nice and warm by that. It'll be full, it'll be warm.
Yeah. Well, here we go, the weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report. And what are you hearing? I know, you know, there's lakes kind of, it's coming up, and there, we've been kind of dodging some showers, but I'm sure guys and gals have been able to get out there in between and do a little fishing.
They have. Where are we at lake level? We're talking almost 556. Is that where we're at? Close to that on the lake level? So
yeah.
It's coming up a fair amount from when we last talked. And the fishing, you know, when we talked last week, it was really starting to turn on. People were having a lot of success with the bass, with the crappie, even the striper bite. Some guys are doing really good with the striper and the whites and that. But, we had all this crazy weather back and forth and up and down, typical for the Ozarks. But, now some people have been struggling to get, you know, just stay with crappie. We'll pick one species. You know, the limit's 15. Guys have been fighting to get 8 or fighting to get 10. I had some guys from Licking that come down awful lot. It's and they're good fishermen and they struggled yesterday to get 12 in the boat, you know, and I think it was three guys that come down and they really hit it up pretty good and they 3 or 4 hours out there, and you know they could have boated a lot more fish than that, but
Well, you know, I mean, the crappie they're kind of working towards the spawn, right? So they're, you know, getting up closer to the bank.
And that's the funny thing is some guys said I've been catching them in 2 or 3 feet of water. Another guy told me, oh, they're probably 15 to 20 feet of water.
Huh.
So it's been back and forth the last like 2 weeks. They've been back and forth, so it's crazy. And then, you know, it's just different people have different stories on what's going on. So it's been a tough couple of weeks on it. But guys are still catching fish. That's the important thing is they're still catching fish. Maybe not limits, but they're still catching fish.
Yeah, and you know the bass bite, kind of the same story. You know, they're there and they're not. It's you know, live scope, some of the guys with the live scope, they've been finding some fish, and they're just not very active.
Right. That's, I mean, just like with that tournament last week, had guys pre-fish, and they did very well. They felt very confident. Next day, fish were gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether they were using crankbait or they were using whatever they were using, went out and did the same thing the next day and maybe caught one fish. Yeah, it was a tough weekend last weekend for bass, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, and, you know, the stripers and the whites and the hybrids, they were starting to surface. And, you know, the one thing, I don't think the lake level is really going to affect them a whole lot. They're going to do what they're going to do. I don't think it's full-blown yet.
It is not, from what everybody's told me. But we're starting to get some either first thing in the morning or just at dusk at night, especially with the whites. The top water bite on the whites are the white bass is really starting to take off. And usually once that gets rolling, then the morning bite, top water bite for the stripers and hybrids will take off from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, it's now, is there any tournaments this Saturday, this weekend?
As far as I know, there are none. There may be a local bass tournament, you know,
yeah,
20 boats or something like that. But as far as I know, there's nothing big going on. So, yeah, lake can calm down and get situated. And we're going to have all this days and days of rain coming and going and stuff. So we'll see how all that plays out.
Mm-hmm. Well, it yeah. is. It is that time of year to, you know, it's going to warm up, you know.
And we needed the rain. There's no doubt we needed it. And it comes every time this year, usually, you know. And if we don't get the rain, we complain it's too dry. So we do need it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more, how can they get a hold of you?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, take a look at that stuff on there, drop us a line, we'll get back to you. And then, of course, as always, our webpage, thebayouresort.com, or stop in if you're in the neighborhood.
Yeah, right on. Well, hey, we appreciate you, and we'll visit with you next week.
All right, Gary, you too. Have a good Thursday, and stay dry.
Right on. All right, again, that's